Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call. And when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news, we waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch, remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the hardest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQG reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
Hello,
this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What?
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Okay. Well, I guess I get to start the day. Oh,
no.
Here he is.
Good afternoon, TNT. I thought the other microphone was off. Today is Friday, April 9, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with...
All right. Good morning, TNT. All right. A little different because it's a little different day. So, and believe it or not, I didn't even tell Ray this yet. So, learn just while you guys are learning that I'm going to start this off different. So, I just thought about it a while ago, something to do. Well, first of all, let me do this because some of y'all might not want to hear what I'm getting ready to say, even though it's a good thing. It's a really good thing. It's all good news. I don't care what you've seen, what you heard. I don't care what nobody else told you. It's all good news today. And I'm going to go through it. And we're going to make sense of it before we hang up this phone today. And when we do, everybody's going to be as excited as Ray is. So, all right. And that's not too excited. Anyway, we'll go with it. Hey, I want to do something a little bit different real quick, though. And I'll tell you guys, I got a birthday card yesterday, which kind of just blew me away. But they all blow me away, but I still love getting them, and I still love hearing from you guys. They all make me feel special, but this is an extra special birthday card that I really wanted to share with you. So, and I really wanted to share with this person that sent it to me. They've been listening for 3.5 years. 3.5 years. And what do we say? Oh, he's just a baby. He's still in diapers. You don't know what's going on. Anything else. But they've been listening for 3.5 years. And it blows me away because somebody sent this to me. And she said that her mom ask her every day, how is Tony doing? How is Tony doing? And the reason it was so special to me, because her mom is part of TNT, and her mom is 103 years old, and she listens to this call, which I absolutely love. She listened to us at 103. When me and Ray were younger, because he was younger, he didn't always look the way he looks. But when we were in middle school, our neighbor was 101 years old. And we used to think back then, man, if I could have seen what he saw, know what he knows. But here today, you know, for me, like 30 years later, for Ray, like 50 years later, we are, she's 103 years old. She's still moving. She's involved in this. And I just want to do one little thing right here real quick. Because I think it was extra special, so I wanted to be extra special. Okay, well, she didn't answer, but her voicemail is on. I wish all of you could tell her thank you for being part of the team, but she is hearing this. So, Doreen, I want you and your mom to know it was very special. I appreciate the card, and we're so, so glad to have her as part of TNT. And I really wish she should have came, could have come on here. Wait, you guys not hear me? Ray, do you hear me? Hello? Nobody hear me? Am I talking to myself?
Yes, we hear you.
Because people are telling me, oh, well, some people said they couldn't hear me, but, oh, that's because I was three-waying in a phone call, which they're still up here. So anyway, I wanted to tell Doreen and her mother I really appreciate it, and we appreciate it. And at 103 years old, I was just flabbergasted and happy to see that she's still involved and will be able to participate in this. So, okay. All right, and now let's get started. I just wanted to start with that. So, All right, what's going on, Ray? Anything? Okay, you guys stop texting. Thank you, everybody. Do what?
Yeah, I said no updates went out.
All right.
So
no updates went out?
No.
All right. Okay, guys. I know you guys are all concerned about the video that's out there. A bunch of you got it misconstrued. Oh, you know what? Maybe I should put Tish on this call. How about that? That would be something different. You guys ever get to talk to Tish? Oh, no. Anyway. Here's the thing. They put out articles yesterday. They put out a tweet today, video, talking about the rate's not going to change. And I don't think everybody understood what they were saying or what they were talking about. So this is what's going on. In Iraq, they changed the rate December the 19th. You guys remember that? For the 9th. They changed the rate to 1450. Everybody got all upset about it. It made the poor people poor. And it went from 25% or something toward the 30%, 35%, even 40% of the people now couldn't afford anything. Remember, the rate went up or the value decreased about 25%, and all the goods and services went up 25%. That's what they've been complaining about this whole time. Hey, this is not working. The people are starving. The markets are, you know, upside down, and all of this is why? Why did they do it? They did it so they could build up the reserves, so they could stop the corruption in the currency auction, so they could make it not worth Iran and other people's effort to try and steal money because they were losing. That's what Iran is all upset about, just like the people. Hey, look what you did. You stopped everything, basically. So the fear, though, what the Iraqi people feared, what Iran even feared, was when the budget came out that they would change the rate to 1450, further separating them from their money, causing them to go even further into poverty, raising the prices on goods and services even more. That's what they're concerned about. That's why they're arguing, fussing, fighting. That's why the people were in the streets, well, because they weren't getting paid, teachers and lecturers. But that's why Maliki and others are saying, hey, this is not right. You're not treating the people right. When CBI and finance are all saying we're doing this for the people. Yeah, but the people are the ones that are suffering. Okay, short time suffer, long time gain. That's what finance CBI is. Yeah, they're going to suffer for a minute, but in the end, they win. I don't know if you guys know that. I say that all the time. I have a little variation of it because I'm on the dominoes table, and I don't care what's going on. I tell everybody, in the end, I win, because I usually do. Anyway, so people will hear that and cuss me out. But anyway. But they're the same thing. In the end, they win. That's all. So they're just going through this 90-day period of time where they think is going to continue. Why? Because they don't know everything that we know. They don't see the bigger picture, or they haven't put the pieces of the puzzle together. They're just looking at what they're looking at and saying something's not right. I mean, today, my dollar's worth less than it was yesterday for my dinar. And it's been that way for the last 3 months. And now you're going to tell me it's going to be worth even less? So when they came out today with the little tweet that you guys saw, even though some people said it came out 3 months ago, somebody said it came out a year ago. But the purpose in the article yesterday was to say, hey, the rate's not going to change. We are not going to go to 1450. He said, we did this. We had a reason for doing it. It is not going to change. Now, it does say in there, and it did say in the article yesterday, that it's not going to change for the rest of the year. But that's what it's supposed to say. It's not going to change. Every other country has said the exact same thing before they changed the rate. We're not changing it. We're not doing that. You wake up in the morning and it's done. So I'm not excited about it. I'm not depressed about it or anything else because it's just part of the process. It's something we knew was going to be done and said. Now, why do I say that? Well, either one of two things is happening, guys. Either they're going to do what they say they're going to do and not change it, or our government, our treasury, our banking system are complete idiots. Which one do you think is a possibility? I mean, complete idiots. Now, why do I say that? Well, if they're going to leave the rate like that for the rest of the year, they're not going to change the rate. Then what has the bank been getting ready for 10 years? What has the Treasury been getting ready for all this time? Why do they keep telling people tomorrow's the day, it's imminent, it's going to be any minute now, if Iraq's not going to change the rate for another year? Our banks, because there's some idiot guru out there named Caperoni, Capone, or Baloney, or some shit, telling everybody that it's not going to happen, never's going to happen, has to float for a year, do all this, believe in this mess, then our Treasury has no control over it. Our DOD doesn't authorize everything that they do. Our government didn't put Iraq in this position. None of that happened. Why you been here for the last 10 years, 12 years, and none of that happened? I mean, it don't even make sense. So along, if we look at all that, do you think anybody, good common sense, all these countries would have made these deals with Iraq just to be poor? All these countries going to invest all this money in Iraq this month in a poor country that's about to riot because all their people can't afford to buy groceries? I mean, does that make sense to anybody? If it does, please come on this call and explain it to me. I want to hear it. Tell me what part. Let's have a debate, discussion, whatever you want to call it, because I want somebody to tell me where any of that makes sense. Because it doesn't. And it's not how it's going to happen. So we're in an excellent place. They're doing exactly what we wanted. And here's the thing they tell people. The budget, when it comes out, is retroactive till January the 1st. They've already told everybody. As soon as we sign it off, it's good from January the 1st. The entire year is going to be covered by this budget. So there is no bad news. There's a lot of confusion. People can't really understand what is being said or why it's being said, but hopefully we just cleared all that up. But if there's some more questions, I'm sure they're getting ready to come. All right, Ray, I think I covered everything. We keep losing
this
Ray.
Microphone thing.
Well, we keep losing me.
All right. We're good. No, he keeps losing me. Yeah, the mic thing. We're good. All right. Question on the board is from Fitz. 4848. Says, hey, today's my birthday. Okay, Fitz. Happy birthday to you.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Happy birthday. DNA for Wealth says, do you have any knowledge of the ZIM being able to be redeemed in Canada? No, I don't.
No.
Low Red.
Oh, I don't know. Oh. All
right, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Low Red says, my question is, do we have a contract with the bank when we get our terms, and does the reassignment have to be on that contract?
Do we have a contract with the bank?
Do we have a contract with the bank when we get our terms, and does the reassignment have to be on that contract?
Oh, I don't know. You got to discuss that with while you're doing your exchange. Of course, there's a contract, an agreement that's signed, and it's 2, 3, or 5 years, and it's renewable at the end. But whether you want to make changes to it or renew the same one, that's something you guys are going to have to discuss. Okay.
Barataria says, could you say if the Wells Fargo Bank employees will know about the dinar exchange? One employee says he checked with the management about exchanging the dinar, and they swore that Wells Fargo will not be exchanging the dinar. This bank is in District 5. Oh, that's my
district. What state is that?
Girl, there's some banks. There's some Wells Fargo's in District 5. Very much intend to be exchanging dinar. You can take that to the bank, District 5.
All right, so let me explain it to you guys real quick. So you guys understand. Way back when we got this started, Wells Fargo gave their banks options of who wanted to participate and who didn't, who wanted to be in exchange location and who did not. So they got to opt in or opt out. And a bunch of them did just that. They didn't even want to be involved. So that's why you'll go to some banks and they'll say absolutely not or no, or they have no information at all. The other thing is, even banks that are going to participate, everybody in the bank doesn't know about it. There's no possible way they could do that. Why? I know some of you are new, but I've said it over and over again, you know, over the years. I'll say it again today. If they told all their employees, yes, we are going to do this, we just don't know when, but everything they're saying on the internet is true, one day the dinar is going to revalue and it's going to be worth millions and millions of dollars, we just don't know when, then what would happen? Every one of the employees probably would have spent $100 out of their paycheck or $100 out of their paycheck for the last 10 years, which would be a million dinar, which means the day it happened, they'd have $4 or $5 million and they would all walk off the job. So what kind of employer would set themselves up for that kind of failure? Absolutely nobody. So what they did is something totally opposite. They told their people that, hey, we're not going to participate. And throughout the years, they weren't. Chase, Wells Fargo, Citibank, Bank of America, they all took a shot at being the foundation bank. But the bigger thing that they told them, and they all did, said, hey, there are dinar scams going on. Beware. They never said the dinar is a scam. They just said there are dinar scams going on, so don't pay attention to it. Look out for it. Don't participate in the dinar scams. There were a bunch of dinar scams going on. There was a bunch of old dinar being sold. There was a bunch of people, and they did their time in prison, and they've already come back home, and a bunch of us know who they are. And especially in the Ohio area, and even here, but there were people out selling dinar who had no business selling dinar. So they were right. It was a bunch of dinar scams. It was so prolific that they got people not to believe in it. And it was easy for people to say, oh, it's a scam. Oh, it's a scam. People didn't. And that's why it's been so hard for all of us over the years when we try to educate or tell somebody this is the real deal. But it is what it is. Okay, so yes, There are banks right now today who will still tell you it's a scam, who will still tell you they're not going to participate because they don't know that they are going to participate. Is this their son? Okay, what's next?
J. Beth. Okay, J. Beth, you want the Canadian banking information. Just send me a personal message. Country Girl 2002 says, thank you. What is the best way to gift charities or individuals? Via our trust or to set up a foundation? I have my trust in place, so would there be any need of a foundation also? Yeah. Number one, your trust is not in the position to be gifting individuals anything. Now, we can donate to charities, but your foundation can do both, donate to charities and gift to individuals through outright scholarships and grants. Your trust cannot do that. So, yes, you do need a foundation. More particularly, you need your own private charitable family foundation. And when you learn about that tool and all that you can and can't do with it, you'll be glad that you learned about it. Okay. Pepito 3891424 says, is it possible to exchange at a contract rate at a Wells Fargo or Bank of America in Dubai with revalued dinar, dong, or zim?
I don't know.
Me either.
Well, years ago, I know you had to be. I actually have somebody in Dubai. You have to be in Dubai, have a purpose in Dubai, which is employment, living there for at least 6 months in order to even open a bank account. So they're not going to just do an exchange. They may do an exchange at the airport, but nothing like what you're thinking. So you need to contact somebody in Dubai and ask that question. Okay.
Okay. Soma says, this is somewhat broad. Seeing that RV will be an international event affecting several nations, how do you think the powers that be will explain the effect on currencies and markets worldwide after it had taken place?
How do I think they're going to explain it? Well, right now, I think they will explain it by the end of the pandemic, about people coming back out, about economies exploding all over the place, rehiring people, creating jobs, manufacturing, people taking vacations, everything else is going to cause the economies to explode, which it absolutely will from where they were. But they could put this in there just as easy. I honestly believe as much money as this administration is talking about spending, not just what they already spent, the $1.9 trillion unemployment, but the $2 trillion they have coming out now. They have a second plan of $2 trillion coming out after this one goes through. And again, if we'll just look back a year ago, not even a year ago, 3 years ago, whenever, when Trump was trying to put up the wall, they couldn't even come up with $5 billion. Now they're coming up with, you know, $6, $7 trillion over the same period of time, 10, 15 years. But what is the difference? What do we know that's happening right now that will let that happen or occur that nobody else knows, but nobody's asking that question? Where all of a sudden do we get all this money? Because the Republicans aren't saying, hey, we don't have the money to do. They're just saying it's too big, it's too much. They aren't asking the question, where are you going to get this money from? I mean, who pays for this or anything else? Even though they're saying, hey, you know, we're just going to tax the rich. So let's raise taxes on the rich by, with the common market, let's just go with 8%. And that's going to cover an entire country, world. That, I mean, is it really that many rich people that that alone could cover all this money, just raising their taxes by 7%? I mean, if we do, shoot, I'll go with, I mean, all the corporations, and they're just saying the top 50 corporations got away with no taxes. They're just saying they want to raise their taxes up to the 28%, from 21 to 28. They can afford it. Everybody can donate an extra 5%, 7% out of the hundreds of billions that they're making. But overall, where does it come from? And guys, it's not just us. This is a global thing that is about to occur. Import, export, investments, all of that is part of the formula that's making this happen. And they're never going to have to explain it. Never. Because it's never going to be mainstream news. This country went up. This country, Iraq revalued their currency. It's going to be on the business channel. They're not going to say 120 countries revalued their currency in the last week. But some of them is not going to be that much make a difference. Others, there's going to be reasoning for it, like I just gave you, and that's where it's going to be hidden at. So we'll be all right. What's next?
One second. Okay. Nicole 19. After the RV, Ray, I would gladly pay you a few thousand dollars for a downloaded course on how to do a trust and foundation properly. Well, Nicole, I would gladly accept, but it won't be that much. You'll have an opportunity to get what you want, and it'll be nowhere near thousands of dollars for you. We'll bring that. We'll get around to that later. Dinar 2010 says, I don't understand the one-to-one exchange rate for in-country RV. If it is one-to-one inside Iraq, doesn't that encourage smugglers to cross the border to exchange dinar and get even more corrupt money? Why are they doing that?
Why are they doing one-to-one in Iraq? Okay, yeah. I think you have it a little backwards there. They're doing $1 for one dinar. Right now, it's 1,450 dinar for $1. 1,450 dinar for $1. So at one-to-one, they're winning. They're not going to make each one of them a millionaire or billionaire in country. And yes, the dinar is going to be worth more out of country than in country, but somebody has to pay for it now. That's all. Now it's more valuable. Right now, they're smuggling dollars, not dinar, dollars. That's where Iran is getting their dollars to do business with everybody else since we cut them off. That's how they're abusing Iraq. That's what they're doing through the currency auction, is buying dollars, not dinar. So when the dinar becomes more valuable, that shuts all of that off. Now they have to pay the actual rate of what products and services cost. So, again, Iraqis will love it because now their dinar buys more than the dollar buys. And for every dinar, they can get a dollar. But they won't be rich because it will still be $3, $4, $5 outside the country. Okay.
All right. Samadhi says, not meaning any disrespect, but I'm confused that the budget has not already been done a long time ago. How is this time any different?
Ooh-wee. Man, you must not have been here forever. To not mean any disrespect. When somebody start like that, you'd be like, okay, here we go. But anyway, this time is different. Wait, because I said it's the first time a budget has actually been passed. Now, I said that on Wednesday's call.
Mm-hmm.
Just came back and said Johnny, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, and I don't know why all these other people said budget has not been passed either. And she listed 2014, 15, some other years where budget, I said, yeah, but it has never been ratified. It has never been recorded in the Gazette. They just passed the budget, and then they used it as an operating budget, not the actual budget. So this is the first time we've gotten to this level of where we're at. The budget's actually passed, been ratified, and going to be recorded in the books tomorrow. And that, my friend, is the difference. First time this has ever happened since we've been doing this. Every year, we keep saying the rate's in the budget, the rate's in the budget, rate's in the budget, because they put it there, but it never comes out. Nothing ever happens after they argue about the budget. You never get the final piece of the puzzle put in there. Well, this time, well, hopefully this time tomorrow, that final piece will be laid in the puzzle. It will be law, and the effects of the white paper and everything will begin. That's the difference this time. And we know what happens with the white paper, everything they put out, which is really just a plan for the future, was for all these countries to come in and invest all this money and create all these jobs, and then Iraq becomes right where they should have been, one of the richest countries in the Middle East, and everything changes from that point on, our economy. So, all right, hold on for a minute, because I didn't read this part, and Wanda was getting kind of antsy, like, well, where is the news? That's what we want to know. So, anyway. Really? All right. So, this is right from Iraq. There's nothing big on the news. Just waiting to see the budget in the Gazette tomorrow. No special edition today. It's a holy day. Not much news. But we're told when it is implemented, the budget be retro back to January, which we know. They already put the articles out and everything saying that. It will be good for citizens, not bad, and improve their everyday lives and create new jobs. And over 400,000 will be added to monthly payments from the government. 400,000 new jobs, which we already know that. That was all part of the white paper, the plan, and everything else. It's announced. So more people will get paid. They're going to get paid a better rate. And life is going to change. It can't do it at the rate that they have right now. They don't care how many more people you pay. If they all can't afford to go to the grocery store, it doesn't do any good. So it has to be enough to make a difference. We're going to see that. So other than that, Texas is not at the bank, because I did not tell y'all that. Everybody else is at the bank. They're sitting there waiting for a Saturday. Several banks have said Monday they plan on doing appointments. But as anyway, always and forever, it depends on what happens on Saturday. So let's see what happens. All right.
Okay. Pepito 3891424 is back with, what if I already have a Bank of America account and am in Dubai for exchange? Call Bank of America before you leave and ask them the best answer I can give. And especially if you already have an account, then you can just question about exchanging when you get over there. Anything you want to ask?
All right, what's next?
Okay.
No.
What's next?
That's all you can do. I mean, Dubai still has their own laws, though, besides just the bank, but we'll see what's happening.
Okay, 209 area code. You are next.
Oh, wow. Well, good morning, good afternoon. This is Happy Day. And
greetings.
I have two things I want to say and then a question, if that's all right. The first thing is, Tony, to reiterate about the banks and people not knowing, I worked in a bank. And long story short, we were closed by FDIC. The bank manager had no knowledge of it. The guy that was second in command of this particular bank had no knowledge. The only person that had knowledge was the CEO. So to tell the people don't know in the bank what's going on necessarily, just somebody way high up. So I just wanted to confirm what you were saying. You also said in the text today, an exciting upcoming weekend, but you haven't said why you're saying it's an exciting upcoming weekend.
Well, I can tell you this. I didn't say it. Now I'm
And the reason why I said that was we told you guys on Wednesday, or was it Thursday? Anyway, that they said they're going to put the budget in the Gazette on Saturday. And with CBI saying we're going to change the rate after the budget's passed, budget got passed last week, got ratified this week, and now I'm going to be in the budget on Saturday. I think we're going to have an exciting weekend.
Okay. So with that being said, you just mentioned something about appointments starting on Monday, but actually you could start as soon as Saturday, correct?
Okay.
Yes, he
so
did.
So again, everything Ray just said, and that's what we're looking for. I told you guys on Wednesday that there was as soon as this is done, and the Treasury says, hey, it's done, and we're going to start it, they were going to start on the weekend doing their preferred customers, which they could do. Now, other banks are saying we're going to do our appointments starting Monday because right now that is the plan. They're going to start on Monday with everybody if everything goes like they expected to go this weekend.
Okay. Now, my question probably, Ray, is for you. My daughter invested a little bit of money, and 3 years ago she separated from her husband. They never got a divorce, and they never got a legal separation. He has no clue about this, but he's in hospice right now, and when he passes, she's going to be hit with a lot of debt from him, for medical expenses and stuff. So she's going to have to probably file bankruptcy. In order to protect her investment, if I were to exchange her money with my money and put it in a trust for her, then they can't come against the trust to get his medical expenses and stuff, could they?
No. If they're holding her responsible for paying something, then they can only go after what she has.
Okay, so they wouldn't be able to go after her. And then if I put this in a trust for her, because it was a non-taxable event, or even if I had a checking account and I put it in a trust, it doesn't get taxed until on the interest when you spend it out of the trust. Is that correct? I mean, on the money you take out of the trust. That's when you're taxed. Is that correct?
It all depends on which money you're referencing. If you're talking about principal, if she receives any of the principal, it would have to be salary, and she would be taxed on that, as well as any interest that the trust generates. Anything she receives personally would be an income tax to her personally on the amount that she receives.
Okay. So whether it's a salary or just withdrawing from the trust, that part is taxable, what she takes. Like if she worked at an office, her money, when she works, she gets taxed, correct? Same thing?
Right.
Okay. Then I think you've answered my question. I just want her to be protected. All right. Oh, so this is true, too. If I go in and I do my exchange, and I don't have a trust set up yet because I didn't have money to get a trust, but I plan on getting a trust. The money I have in that checking account at the exchange, I can put it right over into the trust and it's still not taxable, correct?
Right.
Okay. Guys, thank you so much for all the education you've given us. We appreciate it. And again, thank you to the 100 people who have kept this call on for us that we're unable to give all the time. And with that, I'm out. Thank you, guys. Bye. Right.
Thank you.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Have a great day.
I will.
Okay, 303, area code, you are on.
Good morning, Brothers Renfro.
Hey, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I got to tell you, this is a very special day, and it'll become evident in just a moment, but please remember my name, Tony, as the Denver Bear, and that will become evident in just a moment. I go back 6 years in the days of D.C., and a lady whose name escapes, but I think she was a nurse from Wisconsin or whatever. In any event, I just got to tell you, the mechanical and perfunctory playing of your birthday song is not adequate for the standard of what we would expect for today. Today is my 80th birthday. I'm going to make a special request. We all revere the special skills that Tony has in the areas of international finance and economics, but we're all just dying to hear his skills in the musical arena. So here's my request. I request that Tony sing for all of us, and me in particular, the birthday song, Happy Birthday, and it's to the Denver Bear. So commence, Tony. Let's hear your voice.
You must be a glutton for punishment.
Let me tell you something. That's right. Because my wife tells me all the time, she says, I don't care what nobody says, you couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
Well, you know, I think it's the essence of the occasion where you would put forth an effort.
I got
he must not
friends that tell me the same thing. Like, Tony,
he must not have been listening, Tony. He must not have been listening that day when I talked
birthday.
About how.
How what, Ray?
Okay, he must not have been listening that day when I talked about how when we were, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years old, and you had a guitar and I had a drum set, and we were going to be a band until you wanted to start singing, and then that busted us up.
The recording contract was canceled that very moment.
Look, let me do this for you real quick. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. I have goosebumps.
That's all you get. Well, have
all right,
a happy
quick question for you.
Birthday. Man, hope I can make it that far.
All right. Quick question. My wife sadly has PSP, which is a drastic cousin of Parkinson's, and she's no longer able to conduct herself in any area of finance. I have a power of attorney. If I present that when I go to exchange, will that allow me to get exchange for the both of us for contract rates?
It should.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it will.
I'm sorry, repeat?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to reaffirm that because that's what my understanding was. Well, with that, gentlemen, I appreciate you. And with that, hey, have a wonderful day. Be well. And it's a wonderful day. And thank you so much for sharing with us the news that we had a good shot for Saturday through Monday, Tuesday. Thank you.
All right, thank
okay.
you. And again, happy birthday. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, thank you again.
Take care. 360 area code, you are on.
Uh-oh.
Hey, it's Walt.
Happy Friday. Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt. How you doing?
Hey, sir. Fantabulous,
okay, but,
sir.
You know, I thought sure. Oh, I'm sorry. He was going to... want you to sing to him, or who's the other lady? Because she could actually sing. I don't know about you, Walt, but she could actually sing.
I'm trying to think. I never thought that Bob Dylan had a great voice, but people like to hear him sing. Not a great voice at all. Actually, Joe Cocker.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And so okay. I never understood it, but sometimes it's just the magic of the magician. You know what I'm saying? And so, Tony, when you sing it, it has more meaning. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Just my humble opinion. Of course, that's based on several years of intense study and comparison. But not to dwell on that, I have a hearing deficit myself, documented, and I'm due to get hearing aids, I think, in about a week or so. Anyway, the reason for telling you that is I wanted you to be assured that I wasn't scarred by hearing with clarity your singing of the birthday song and the way Ray kind of talked. I think I may have been
okay.
Not being permanently scarred by hearing that. You can't unhear something, you know what I mean?
That's right.
You can't unhear it. I think, and if I'm misquoting you, please correct me. You had mentioned that Chase said they were gonna bring people in if they signed the budget, not necessarily waiting for it to come out in the Gazette. Did that happen, or did I mishear you, or am I a dummy? I don't know.
I'm going to say, did I say Chase said that?
I thought it was Chase Bank.
I just don't remember saying it was Chase Bank. Anyway.
Yeah. No, I can't confirm or deny that, Tony.
Okay, good. We actually have two banks who have said they will start as soon as the Treasury tells them it's a go, you know, whatever. They give them a start time. They have said we're not going to wait for that time. As soon as they give us a time, we're going to start. So if they say Monday morning at 8 o'clock, we're going to start processing people on Saturday. If they say Tuesday at 4 o'clock, we're going to start processing people on Saturday. Then as soon as they give us a time, we're going to start with our preferred customers already. So I know at least two banks that are doing that.
Okay. All right. Cool. Hey, Ray, I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. When you fund a trust, that is not a taxable event. Is that right?
That is what we've been told from two or three people now that have checked with their legal folks.
That would be great. That would be great. And having a foundation in the armamentarium sounds too like a great idea, like for the things you just mentioned. So that was terrific.
It would be foolish
anyway,
not to have that.
I haven't woke up in this good a mood in a long time, and I was just sitting here thinking to myself that to say that you can't count blessings, you can't count the ones you don't know about, but they're still there nonetheless. And I think everybody who's patiently waited and put in the time and all that, you can take a deep breath and realize too. And it's my belief that we're closer than we've ever been. And the main thing is going to be to kind of keep the feet on the ground for that first 10 or 15 minutes after we hear what the phone number we're supposed to call. So anyway. Thanks, you guys. Tony, I keep singing away. Like I said, it's a week or so before I get my hearing aid, so you do it. You do it, man.
Hey, let me tell you something. The TNT song that we played at the beginning, do you know the guy who did that song actually had the nerve, the gall, or the balls, even when he wanted to, because I know he listened, to tell me I owe him royalties for that song. When I tell him, what are you talking about? Only part they're listening to is me say super fan that.
You know what, Tony? Led Zeppelin. They ended up winning their long-time debate over royalties over a song. So as far as I'm concerned, you're the Led Zeppelin of TNT. So. like you're
I told
him
I wish there was some royalties to give him. God knows I would.
Exactly. All right, gentlemen.
Right.
Have a great day. Well. Thank you
all
very
right.
much. And be sure to tell
right,
Buck Laney and Double D that I didn't neglect to mention them because I know that if you do pull it off and we get all of us up on stage, it should be a hoot. Anyway.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And I think we can do that.
I think so.
All right. Thank you. All right.
All right.
All right.
You
take care.
Yeah, bye.
All right. 281 area code. You are on.
Well, hello, Mr. Ray Wren and Mr. Tony. How you guys doing today?
All right. And Tandy Lesser.
Fantastic.
Nth degree.
You sure?
How you doing?
All that singing you was doing, I didn't hear a note on tune. What's going on? You singing?
You didn't know what? Know what?
What? You were singing a birthday song?
I was just going to ask you, did you get that flat tire fixed? And I would.
No, I didn't. It's still on flat. Still on flat. Waiting for the budget to be put in the Gazette Saturday. It'll be fixed by then. Yeah. So.
Well, okay then.
Some questions. Let's see now. So, there's been so many articles coming out confusing a lot of people, including myself, about the rate. Does the budget have the rate? Does the white papers have the rate? Where is the budget? Is it just floating around? Then when it's in the Gazette, should the rate be in, will it be in the budget, what we're looking for, in your opinion?
Okay. So everybody clearly understands, even the people in Texas, I'm going to do this like on the second grade level. Okay? So this is what
Go ahead for kindergarten. I'll be all right.
Listen, guys, no, seriously. The rate is the 1450 rate. That's what they did the budget on, 1450,
right.
When they changed
Correct.
It during the budget. So that is mm-hmm. the rate. I mean, that is the rate that's in the budget. That's what they built
okay.
it on. The only thing that happened was they know the rate's going to change after the budget is signed.
That's
and they're
going
to have that much
about.
More to play with, and they're able to do that. That's right. Because nobody's going to see the rate in the budget because it's not actually in the budget.
Okay.
It will occur after the budget is made law. Then the CBI will decide to change the rate.
And
that's what
that
we're
is
waiting for.
Stuff that now that did everything. Now see, if you I don't worry about what other people say about you. You really explained it right there. Now, how about that? That was really good because we were confused.
Well, guess what? I don't worry about what other people say about me.
Oh,
I don't care.
I don't blame you because it ain't gonna be mad. I know that's right. Okay, so now how does the budget being retroactive back to January 1st, what does that include to make it, why are they doing that? What's included in that?
All right. Because they want all these people's pay, jobs, and everything to be retroactive to January the 1st. They want it to cover the entire year, and if they put the money back to them, they can create more. They have more available to complete the projects and things that they want to do. Okay? So
okay.
if I could say today, hey, I got a dollar. As soon as I change this rate, just like what our banks do, I'm going to change this rate. I'm going to make it back to November, then my bank account will go from $1 to $100.
Okay.
Now let's go from here. And that's what
uh-huh.
they're doing. They're saying, okay, if it's back to then everybody's going to get that value in their bank account. We're going to get that value in our budget.
it's going to work for everybody. We don't have to wait from this day forward because it's retroactive.
So my last question is, now we know that they're supposed to be putting this budget in the Gazette on Saturday, and knowing that the rate is not what we're looking for as of yet, but after it's in the Gazette, it's been ratified already, CBI will change the rate to what we're hoping, we're looking for. So is there, how long does CBI have that they can take their own time at doing this if there's no set time, really, or a limitation?
There's no set time.
Okay.
They can do it 10 minutes after, 10 hours after, or 10 days after. There's no set time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And whenever the CBI feels this is the time to do it. Now, I want you guys to think about this for a minute, because I've said it a couple times lately, last couple of calls. This is April. So at the end of February, first part of March, my guy said, hey, it's going to happen during Ramadan. And I was like, this is my guy in Iraq, unfortunately. I was like, there's no way in hell this could go to Ramadan. Because I just couldn't believe that it could go to Ramadan. But he said, no, it's a month of giving, and it's going to be given during Ramadan. I'm like, okay. Well, guess what Sunday is? Guess what Monday is? The beginning of Ramadan. It's the beginning of the month of giving, and I look forward to giving. And I still don't know what day during Ramadan, but he said it's going to be given during the month of giving. And so far right now, it looks like he's right.
So if the, if it doesn't go into the Gazette, the budget doesn't go in the Gazette on Saturday, then, of course, the next window would be Wednesday, because it's every Wednesday and Saturday. Is that correct?
That's correct.
No? Okay. So if that's the case, then the U.S. would not probably be taking even in their privileged people. They would still wait until it's in the Gazette. If it doesn't happen Saturday?
They are not going to do that until they are given a for sure date by the Treasury. For sure, everything's done. We're going to start on this date. Now, the Treasury will know that ahead of us, of course, because after the budget is into law, the CBI, because they're the one, as I tell you guys all the time, the servers in Houston, okay, we control it, and we're going to control it, and they're going to say, this is when it's going to be changed. So.
That's why y'all have to be nice to us down here in Houston. See what I'm saying? So now.
You know what they did? They put it like, where's the less likely person, a place for somebody to look for something? In a dump truck. So that's what they put it in.
Okay, then. All right. I give up. All right. You're right. Okay. Well, those are my questions. I know you're glad I'm getting off the phone. I know you are. Okay. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
386 area code. You are on.
You just answered my question, and I was just going to turn you off.
Okay.
Not to be on to ask a question. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
512 area code.
Ready to turn you off.
Good morning, guys.
Hi there.
How are you on this fantastic funds coming to us Friday?
Fantabulous, sir.
I am super fantastic. How are you?
I am doing super fantastic. I have a question. Tony, you talked about the overnight bank sweep, but I wanted to know if you had any information on what they call the multi-million dollar FDIC, ICS, which are insured cash sweeps. Are they related in any way?
I have no idea. None at all. I wish I did, I'd tell you, but I don't, so I can't. I have no idea. But
okay.
Send it to Ray, and let me see if I can find out what it is.
Oh, okay, because it was just saying if you were making excessive a cash deposit that you could insure all of your money through ICS or CDRS, which is the Certificate of Deposit Account Registry Service, and it was like a network of certain big banks. And so I just was curious about that. But I'll send Ray an email because I don't have his number. And then if you find out something.
Ready?
Oh, sure. No. I know you're not going to do that, but yeah, I have his email.
Well, hey, he did it to me like three times. He's going to broadcast my number out.
Well, he has my number. If he sends me a text, I'll send him this information to see if he can find out about it.
Okay.
Because it just to insure all your deposits. Huh? I didn't hear what you said.
I know Ray was saying something. He was saying something.
Well, she referenced CDARS, so it's apparently it's another service or feature similar to CDARS where you have more than 250,000 FDIC protection. That's what it sounds like,
yeah.
A program like that.
Okay, I remember that.
Okay. Yeah, it's they're both related when there are extremely big deposits made. They just said it was a way of insuring all of your money, and you would have to, I guess, do it with the bank that was in part of the network. And so I was just curious about it. But anyway, I'll ship Ray an email, and if you guys find out anything about it, then you could just let us know.
Okay. Will do.
All right.
All right. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. 404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Finale
hello.
Friday, I would hope, for all of this. I appreciate the nuggets that you are sharing with us, especially the song messages, and not just birthday songs, and happy birthday to our 80-year-old and others celebrating today. But you said hopefully this time tomorrow. When you said that, it was in the 1:30 time frame. So I'll be a clock watcher tomorrow afternoon, thanks to you, Tony. But I was curious with respect to this issue of waiting to have things in the Gazette. And we know it didn't happen on Wednesday, so we're looking for tomorrow. Now, a lot of the papers over here, you know, they still do the old-fashioned, we print it in the Gazette. Or, you know, the papers, and it's on newsprint and that sort of thing. But they've also gone to the e-editions, electronic. And we know that there are electronic editions there with the Iraqi Gazette, which would be available faster than getting it on the, you know, printed on papyrus or whatever they printed on. When it hits the e-version, is that equivalent that it's you know, met the legal terminology of being in the Gazette?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure whenever it's recorded and assigned a number, I don't care if you see it in print, writing, you know, on a computer or somebody tell you, but once it's actually assigned a number, means it is recorded in the official books. It doesn't really matter how we see it, but it's recorded. That's what we mean.
Okay, I wanted to be sure on the semantics that it wasn't something that we could actually touch it, you know, from the standpoint of it's the paper that's up in local newsstand there in Iraq, you know, that, you know, that sort of thing. So, okay, that answers that one.
No, either that's just a way of letting the people be notified that it's official. It's official, you know, the moment it's stamped, done, it's done. I don't care if 10 people in the room know it, it's law. Now it's just telling everybody else, hey, it's law now. That's all it is.
Okay. The other thing, I was a little bit puzzled and wanting to get clarification because some of the stuff that I've been looking at is indicating that Ramadan is starting actually on Tuesday, and it seems to be tied in with where the moon may be at times because it starts at different times in different cities throughout Iraq and the area over there. But I always keep in mind that they're 7 hours ahead of us, Eastern time zone and the like. So that could be putting it late Monday evening in terms of, you know, 10 o'clock-ish or so with that. So clarification that that's, because you've been saying Sunday or Monday, and I just want to be sure, because I am starting to be a clock watcher.
Well, some people have told me the 11th. Some people said no, it officially starts on the 12th. And again, what you said, it depends on what region you're at. I've heard for years, I mean, some people started 2 days later. So I don't know.
Okay. See, that's where it could be the 12th in the U.S. if we're 7 hours behind them and they're starting at 4 a.m. on, you know, on the 12th, and so it could be the 11th or whatever. So, but it's saying it's starting on Tuesday, the 13th, so whatever. You did say the other thing that they, that some of the banks that you were checking.
I just Googled it, and it says Ramadan 2021 in the United States will begin the evening of Monday, April the 12th.
That's the United States.
That's right.
Iraq is
so
the morning.
Monday evening, but it may begin on the 11th evening in Iraq. I don't know.
No, what I'm reading is saying that it's starting April 13th, and it's like an al-Basra, al-Sumadaya, 4.05 a.m., 4.04 a.m., some it's 4.14 a.m. You know, it's their fasting
time. You're right,
time, and
I'm looking at it. Yep, and it says Tuesday, April 13th over there, so I don't know. I mean.
Okay. Well, this
well Monday evening here is Tuesday over there, so, okay, I guess that'll work.
Right. Like being sure which time zone we're looking at and the like. Okay. You, in your remarks, had also said that in talking with your banking contacts, that some were saying that they will start as soon as they get word to go from the UST, period. And you said that there are two of them that meet that category. Would you be so kind as to share those, or is that information that you can't share? Which two banks?
I don't even know that I said Chase Bank before Walt said Chase Bank. I think Walt just made that up. So
we're learning how to ask.
I don't know.
Well, is Chase one of them?
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think we need to ask Walt.
No, I'm asking
so,
you.
That's
so,
probably not something I should be saying.
All right.
Beforehand, anything else? That's all.
Okay.
But you know that old thing: I cannot confirm or deny.
Mhm. So you're wanting me
okay,
to name the
say.
Bank?
No.
Well, I'm figuring Wells
Fargo
is.
Well, let me just put it this way. When you usually hear government people saying, I cannot confirm or deny, because they will deny in a minute. They'll say, nope, you're wrong. But what they won't do is ever say, you're right. They will say, I cannot confirm or deny.
Mm-hmm. So what can you not confirm and deny? Which ones?
Okay. You know what? I'm about to move you to Texas.
I will segue off. I will segue off.
Listen, you asked me something, and I said I cannot confirm or deny.
Okay.
Do you remember what you asked
okay.
me?
Yes. I'm just hoping that sometimes you've gone ahead and answered it, and this time you're getting better at your answering, too. So we appreciate this. Well, I'm clock watching very very much here. And of course, when you were talking about when the banks were intending to do their appointments, again, it's the semantics on it that Monday for appointments. But the question here is, and you kind of alluded to it in an answer on one of the previous callers, of if they were waiting on Monday for appointments, it's making the appointments on Monday to then come in later, or doing it over the weekend to come in for their appointments actually on Monday. Can that be clarified, or can you confirm or deny?
Well, I can tell you that last weekend they were telling people they were going to be in there doing their exchanges on Saturdays. So what's going to happen this weekend, we'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
But they did call and notify some people and told them, if it happens, you'll be in here Saturday, and we're going to get started.
Appreciate it. 10 days from whenever this does actually happen, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be. And looks like it could well be in April, so that would be great. April showers. We appreciate it. And have a great
weekend. Well, thank you.
All right.
Be a great weekend. Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate
it. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a super fantastic weekend. Thank you.
310 area code. You are on.
Hello. How are you gentlemen doing? It's great to hear your voices.
Great. Thank you.
Good.
Yourself.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm excited about this thing. It's been a while, but now I'm excited again. So, looking forward to this weekend, see what happens. My question is, it's kind of a two-parter, and I'm going to try and step lightly because I don't want to say the wrong thing or whatever. But, you know, first of all, they talked about contract rates, that we might need projects for humanitarian projects, that kind of thing. And my first question is, like, here is the bank, and the bank has done some nefarious things in the past, you know, few years. And here they are set up to judge us, projects are, and if they're good enough to get a contract rate. Could you just comment on that?
Yeah, and I have for years. It's bullshit. Okay, so, and there it is. How? You tell me how. You tell me how some guy working at a bank, and I have conversations with these people, okay, who are going to be doing your exchanges. They do not have masters, PhDs, VAs in business. None of them. Or they wouldn't be sitting where they're sitting doing your exchanges while people are looking over their back. How are they supposed to make the decision on if your business plan works or not when they've never done a business plan of their own? Now, all of a sudden, they're going to be looking at hundreds of business plans every day, deciding if this one is good or this one is good, and, well, I'm going to let you have this much money for this one. I mean, who does that even make sense to? Absolutely nobody. Nobody's going to put them in that position, and you are not going to take an answer from somebody who doesn't even have a clue how to run a business. Well, he wouldn't be working a job. I mean, really, for $15 an hour. $20 an hour. There's nothing wrong with that. But how is he going to tell you now what to do with your $30, $40, $50 million and whether you have a good plan or good idea? That right there should tell you spewing nonsense. Now, I'm saying as far as the bank goes, as far as exchange goes. Now, there's some people out there that are setting you guys up for failure, some gurus telling you they're going to have their own exchange sites, and you have to submit all these documents and give them your money, and then come back in 48 hours, 72 hours, then get processed. Believe me, a lot of you are going to lose your money behind that mess, listening to them, looking at them having to approve your plans, everything else. There is no bank that is going to do that. No bank that's going to be involved in that. All they do is collect money. That's what they do. And then they go make their own money. They're going to make a deal with you to put your money in that bank, period. You're not borrowing money from them to go do your business plan. You're doing it with yours. They're going to base what you're going to get, what interest rate you're going to get, based on how much you have. I've been told at the exchange, if you want the contract rate, ask for it. That's all you got to do. Ask for it. You don't have to present anything. And based on how much you have, they'll decide how much you give it. They'll give you. That's the only criteria. How much do you have? And the more you have, the more they're going to give you, and the longer they're going to try and keep a percentage of it. Very simple. That's all it is.
Yeah. Question is, and I hate to bring up another guru, but I didn't like this, what he said.
Well, don't.
Yeah. Bruce,
we're not here to address other gurus' information. And I've made that statement plenty of times. So let's let it go with that. Our Q&A is for you to ask us questions of information we're giving you, not what somebody else is giving you.
Do you think they could freeze your accounts if they don't like who you're giving money to?
No. I mean, hold on. This is a banking thing we're talking about, guys. So we've already been told don't transfer more than $500,000. Because not that it'll be frozen, it'll be slowed down while they scrutinize it. Absolutely. Now, if at any time they think you're doing something nefarious with this, yeah, they can stop it. If they look and, you know, you're sending it to known drug dealers or whatever that's out there, people that are on, you know, their list or their agenda or people who've been sanctioned by the government, of course they're going to stop it. And they're going to look at those over $500. Under that, it'd be normal process, and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Well, I have a specific one because I was going to give money to Black Lives Matter. And, you know, that's a hot political issue. The right doesn't like it. They say it's like part of Antifa or something. And, you know, it's very open in like the NBA and baseball and, you know.
Nobody can stop you from giving money to them. You can give money to Antifa if you want to. They can't stop you. It's your money. There's no law against that.
Okay. That's great. All I wanted to know.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you
very much.
All righty. Have a good day.
Yep.
610 area code, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Good afternoon.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic-er, gentlemen. And it is another dynamite day here in the USA. Long version, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call, all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we are using the Venmo app to do that. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. Again, to donate electronically, we're using the Venmo app. When you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile, and in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and type in all capital letters the word super fantastic. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all of that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you,
sir.
We appreciate it. All right.
You're very welcome, gentlemen.
All right. 217 area code. You are on.
Yes. Excuse me. If we get the call, how long would it normally take for us to get our appointment? How many days? You know, how
well,
fast
no
would
idea.
It come in? Yeah. I just wondered
no
how
idea.
Fast it.
Just who calls first? I tell you, they want people in within 2 hours of making the announcement. So they're trying to get people in as fast as possible. But I don't know when you're going to call. You could be the 100th person or the 1,000th person, but somebody's going to be 2-3 days out. I'm quite sure as people start calling more and more times. So first come,
yeah.
First serve.
Well, I know that, but I'm just trying to. I've got to go to the weekend, and I'm hoping that I've still got contract rates and everything.
Well, I think they're looking probably the last 7 days. I mean, last probably 10 days worth with the amount that they have, but I'm not sure. So I can't tell you that for sure. And depends on
well,
what bank you go to.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of them, they're working, and they got to get their times off, so I don't know how fast they can get some of this done. Anyway, I
well,
don't want to be...
Here's the thing about it, though. When this happens, call in sick. Call in whatever. You're about to make hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars, you know, a day off work would just be a day off work, as far as I'm concerned, because that's surely what I would do.
That's
I wouldn't
exactly
be worried about going to work.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing. In case, though, it might take 6-8 hours, depending on where that they send us. You know?
Well, we don't know. But whatever it is, I take my first appointment, and, I mean,
oh,
the least amount
yeah.
interview you're probably going to make is $100,000. How many times is that going to happen? I mean, yeah, I think I skip a day at work.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, and God
bless. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You too. Have a great day.
702 area code. We'll get you in.
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, good morning. How
Hi.
Are you?
Hi. How are you guys?
Hi.
We're great.
I wanted to say, listen, Tony, I wanted to say happy birthday with one little song. 1 second, please.
Y'all can't hear that, okay? You got that?
People
have to rock,
Friday afternoon. Let's wrap this up.
Okay,
get
guys.
Weekend started.
It is a super fantastic Friday. It actually is. And we're just waiting to see what Saturday brings. Everybody's on edge. I was supposed to get some information from the Treasury this evening. So if we get it, we'll tweet a little something out, a little something.
if we can and give you guys a heads up. Now, we'll wait and see what happens tomorrow. Everybody's anticipating. At least let's just get it in the budget. Let's get it going, and then we just wait for the CBI. But it could be a super fantastic weekend. We are actually looking forward to Monday because all the banks think they are starting on Monday. They do have rates. Wait, we didn't go over the rates. Did we rate? We didn't go over the rates.
They're still the same.
I don't want to do that. It's too late. Well, yep, they are the same, but they do have them on the screen. Let me see. Let me do it real quick. The rates showing are the ZIM is 33. It said the dong was 47 to 147. The rupiah was 108. The dinar, 347 to $12. So it said the real is, that is a 347 rate there for the real. So I don't know how that's going to go. Anyway, that's what's on their screen as of today. So we'll see what happens. All right. Have a super fantastic weekend, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. If something happens, we'll tweet it out in the chat room or in the forum. If we need to do another call, we absolutely will. So until next time, Ray?
All right. Keep believing, folks. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Can make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean. Pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe.
I know he will.
I believe.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We are out of here.